Majesty, it would be my honor to serve you as Prime Minister.
Let's not talk about these things tonight. But you should confirm Uncle Li Buwei as your Prime Minister as soon as you can. We all think it's for the best. Sleep now. Good night.
I shall serve you and guide you as a father.
Nations like Qin have always been run as a feudal family business by men like Lu Buwei. But there is a revolution coming that will change all that. First, here in Qin, and ultimately, the whole of China. The revolution will be led by a young scholar named Li Su. Just months after Ying Jian becomes king, Li Su arrives at his court looking for a job. But the man who hires and fires here is the queen's lover, Lu Buwei, now prime minister. Impressed by Li Su's obvious ambition, he is quick to take him onto his staff. It's an impulsive decision he will come to regret. Prime Minister Lu Buwei allows Li Su an audience with the young king without taking care to be present himself.
We are the strongest state within the seas. By taking advantage of our own strengths and the weaknesses of our enemies. Surely, with the power Qin has at its disposal, it would be possible to completely wipe out the feudal lords, uniting the whole world under one rule. This kind of opportunity, sire, only comes once in 10,000 years. Yet destiny rarely ever creates a man great enough to take advantage. But I believe the great ruler is you, Majesty, and the time is now.